Tragedy in Buffalo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. 10 people are dead and 3 others wounded after a mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday. The suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on murder charges. Authorities saying Gendron, a white male, wore military gear and was live streaming the shooting spree with a helmet camera. Regarding the victims, 11 are black and 2 are white.
This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated hate crime.
Erie County, New York Sheriff John Garcia. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and other key GOP senators making a surprise trip to Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Meanwhile, Ukraine pushing back Russian forces in the eastern part of the country.
The war does continue on multiple fronts. Various sources now saying Ukraine has pushed Russian forces back from the region around Kharkiv. Still, Russia is pounding away at numerous other positions to the east and the south of the country as it tries to grind out some kind of battlefield gains.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv, Ukraine. A small plane crashing into a Miami bridge Saturday, injuring several people. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
At least 5 people were hurt after a Cessna 172 crashed just before 1 p.m. local time Saturday. The plane also hitting an SUV on Miami's Haulover Inlet Bridge and bursting into flames. 3 people were on board the Cessna. 3 others were in the SUV. 2 people on board the plane suffering traumatic injuries.
GOP Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis of New York telling Fox News Live Saturday the steps that her party is proposing to help ease the baby formula supply shortage.
Republicans have been calling for them to streamline the process to set the standards for importation because it could easily be received from other countries while they ramp up production here at home.
America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A Ukrainian musical act winning the prestigious Eurovision contest Saturday. The band asking for support for Ukraine during their acceptance speech.
Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra won the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. It was a clear show of support for the war-ravaged nation. The 6-man band mixes traditional folk melodies and contemporary hip-hop in purposeful defense of Ukrainian culture. It was the sentimental and bookmaker's favorite to win among the 25 bands and performers competing in the grand finale. The public vote from home, securing the Ukrainian victory. The band's frontman taking advantage of the enormous global audience to make an impassioned plea to free the fighters still trapped beneath a sprawling steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The U.S. Navy investigating the rising number of suicides by sailors on one ship.
This week on Capitol Hill, the Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro was grilled during budget hearings a day after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced similar questions about a spate of suicides on board the USS George Washington. 7 unexplained deaths in the past year, 3 suicides in April alone. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier has been undergoing repairs in Newport News, Virginia shipyard since 2017, an overhaul that usually takes 4 years, but has dragged on due to COVID, taking a toll on the mental health of the sailors who described demoralizing living conditions.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. Melania Trump giving first interview since leaving the White House.
Former First Lady Melania Trump spoke exclusively to Fox and Friends Weekend co-host Pete Hegseth this week and had this to say about what she sees throughout the country right now.
I think a lot of people are struggling and suffering, and what is going on around the world as well. It's very sad to see.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.